Okay, it's Gimel Tammuz. What we usually do, last night we didn't have a chance to do it because of the time. But anyway, we usually try to discuss at least some basic points of the Rebbe's Maimer Vata Tetzaveh, which was the last, what's called Muga Dika Maimer, edited Maimer from the Rebbe. They gave out, he ended up giving it out a few days before his stroke. So it's based on the Pasuk Vata Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu, you should command the Jews and they should take to you Shemen Zayizach, the pure oil, Kosis Lamord, squeeze to give light, Lahali Sner Thomas. So the Rebbe asks a bunch of questions, but just to mention a few basic points. The question is, all over Chumash, it says, Yedaber Hashem El Moshe Lamor, Tzaviz B'nei Yisrael, command the Jews. Over here, yes, because Moshe Rabbeinu passed away and the whole thing, but still, Vata Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael means you, Moshe Rabbeinu, should be commanding the Jewish people. So the question is, obvious question, it's not Moshe Rabbeinu commanding the Jews, Hashem is commanding the Jews. So why does it say, Vata Tetzaveh, you should command the Jewish people? So based on the previous Rebbe's Maimer, also the Purim Katan Tafresh Pei Zayin, which was a Maimer that caught 1927, that indirectly caused the previous Rebbe to get arrested on the 15th of Sivan, and he was liberated, Yubeis Tammuz. So he says over there like this, that what does it mean, Va'ata Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael? The Zayir says, the word mitzvah means Safsev Achibur, connecting and binding. So it says, Va'ata Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael means, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, should command and bind the Jews with Hashem. So the Pasuk Va'ata Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael, you should connect and bind the Jews with Hashem. And then he, through this, it says, Meisha V'yikhu Eilecha, it takes to you, because the oil wasn't given to Meisha, the oil was given to Aaron who kindled the menorah. Why V'yikhu Eilecha? So it says, through this, that Meisha Rabbeinu connects the Jews to Hashem, through this, Meisha Rabbeinu becomes greater. V'yikhu Eilecha. How does Moshe Rabbeinu become greater? Moshe Rabbeinu is the head, and we are, as the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shesh me'yis elef ragli ha'om asher anechi b'kirbay. I am the 600,000 feet, legs, of the people that I'm in the midst of. So Chassidus interprets it as follows. The Shesh me'yis elef ragli, the 600,000 Jews which are called the feet, yes, their feet and the head is much greater than the foot, but there's an advantage to the foot more than there is in the head. Because if the head wants to get somewhere, it can't go without the feet. The feet take the head to the place it wants to go. So therefore, the Jewish people are called the feet of Moshe Rabbeinu Ragli, Ha'om Asher Anechi B'Kirbay. But the interpretation is that what does it mean, Shesh Me'asred Elef Ragli Ha'om Asher Anechi B'Kirbay? So Siddhis explains, and that brings us down in the Maimon, it means that Moshe Rabbeinu brings down the level of Anechi Hashem Elokecha, the essence of Hashem, he brings it into the Jews. Okay? So Moshe Rabbeinu's role is to connect the Jews with Hashem, and by Moshe Rabbeinu connecting the Jews to Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu himself becomes greater. So he continues in the Maimon, he explains that Moshe Rabbeinu is called Raya Mehemne. Raya Mehemne has two interpretations. The simple interpretation of Raya Mehemne means a faithful shepherd, a trusted shepherd. The second interpretation of Raya Mehemne brought down is he is the shepherd of Emuna. What do you mean? Raya Mehemne means Moshe Rabbeinu is the shepherd of Emuna. Now, what does the shepherd do? A shepherd takes the flock out to the field and he feeds it, they graze it. The shepherd is in charge of feeding the people. So what does it mean, Moshe Rabbeinu is Raya Mehemne? It means Moshe Rabbeinu feeds the Jews Emuna, which means, the Gemara says, the Jews are Maminim B'nei Maminim. The Gemara says Jews are believers, the children of believers. Every Jew has a muna. Vayamein ha'om. The Gemara says maminim b'nei maminim. But sometimes the emuna of the Jew is only superficial. What do you mean it's superficial in practical language? It doesn't affect you internally. It affects you generally speaking. And the classic example, what we learned many times, the Gemara says in Brachos, Ganva apumach tarta rachmana karya. The Gemara says that a ganav, a thief, when he's about to break into a home, davens tashem, he should be successful. That's what the Gemara says. What's the Gemara saying? I mean, what is the Gemara teaching us? The Gemara is telling us something very important. Obviously, the thief believes in God. Because if he wouldn't believe in Hashem, he wouldn't daven. Right? If he doesn't believe in God, why is he davening to Hashem to be successful? So obviously, he does believe in Hashem. And at the same time, he knows you're not allowed to steal. I mean, everybody knows that you can't steal. Therefore, he does it quietly. Ganva, it doesn't mean a gazlan. Ganav means he does it discreetly. So the question is, if he believes in Hashem, why is he stealing? So the answer is, he has a moon in Hashem. He believes in Hashem. But it doesn't permeate him. In other words, it only affects him indirectly. It doesn't affect him directly. And that by applied, by the way, to the most religious Jew, by the way. A most religious Jew sometimes could do something wrong. If they would really have emuna internally, then they could do anything wrong, because emuna means Hashem is right standing opposite me, and I feel it, and I know it. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai on his deathbed, the Gemara also in Berachos, says, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai on his deathbed said to his Talmidim, they asked him, give us advice. So he said, Yehiratzin, Shiyamera Shemayim Kamera Basav Adam. You should fear God as much as you fear people. So the student said, that's it. Come on, we're supposed to fear God more than we fear people. So he said, Halavai, it should only be that way. And he said to them, if somebody watches you, you're not going to steal. If somebody watches you, you're not going to go through a red light if there's a cop standing there. So what does that mean? Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said to students, at least pretend Hashem is watching you, at least like a human being. That's when the emunah becomes internalized. So one interpretation of Rai Mehemna means he's a faithful shepherd, he does his job well. The second level is that Moshe Rabbeinu feeds the Jews with emunah. So the Rebbe starts explaining, and he asks a very interesting question. The Pasuk says in the Megillah, this is Purim Katan, so it's Purim the thing. It says, Kimo v'kiblo ha-Yehudim es asher chelu lasis. The Jews accepted, okay, Kimo v'kiblo, they started fulfilling v'kiblo. So first it should say v'kiblo, then v'kimu. So the Gemara says, Kimo mashikiblo kvar, which means like this. In the days, in fact, the Gemara says this in Shabbos, when the Gemara says the Jews were forced, Nasiv and Ishma, so the Gemara says, okay, so then a Jew could say, I was coerced, I wasn't willingly accepting Torah, what do you want from me? So, in the days of Achashverosh, the Jews accepted Torah willingly. So then you can't have any more this excuse. That's what the Gemara says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim. They started keeping willingly what they accepted in Matan Torah. So the Rebbe asked, it's brought down earlier in Chassidus also, a very obvious question. Matan Torah, the Jews were on a super high level. Came out of Egypt, newborn babies, preparation, miracles, Kriyas Yamsu, revelations of godliness, Sfiras Ha'emet. Matan Torah, the Jews were on the highest level. They reached almost the 49th level, and Matan Torah reached the 50th. How is it, and yet Purim, the Jews were on the lowest of the lowest level. They were about to be destroyed. How is it possible that in the days of Matan Torah, when the Jews were on a very lofty level, they only accepted the Torah? When did they actually willingly become one with Torah? Was by Purim. How could that be if Matan Torah, the Jews were on a high level, and Purim, the Jews were on a low level, L'chaira? It should have been the opposite. So the Rebbe is explaining what's the difference. At the time of Purim, the Jews have Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh. And what does Mesiras Nefesh do? Mesiras Nefesh brings out the essence of the neshama. Like the pasuk says, Kosis, when you squeeze the oil, Ma'ar la-ma'ar. And one of the earlier questions that I should have said, kasis la-ha'ir. Ma'ar means the source of light. He says when a Jew has mesiras nefesh, then, and they're oppressed, like they were in the days of Haman, so then, ma'ar, what becomes revealed within the Jew? The essence of the neshama. And then the Rebbe, again, there's a lot of details I'm leaving out, but the Rebbe explains, there's two reasons why Jews believe in Hashem. It's brought down in Chassidus and Medrashim and everything. One reason is because the neshama, it's called mazlai uchazer, the mazel of the neshama sees Elokus. And because the neshama that's up there sees Elokus, that causes indirectly the neshama that's in the body to believe. That's where emunah comes from. But there's a second level of emunah that a Jew has. And that comes from the essence. It's not because the neshama sees godliness, because that emunah is cause and effect. Because it sees godliness, therefore it believes in godliness. The second level of emunah is that the person's essence feels God, because the neshama is one with Hashem. It's not because he sees Elokus, it is because he is Elokus. And that's what Mesiras Nefesh brings out. Mesiras Nefesh brings out the essence of the Jew and that level. But the Rebbe goes on to explain a remarkable thing. It's too late for now. But there's a Mesiras Nefesh of Purim and there's a Mesiras Nefesh of our time. Purim, the Jews were tortured against keeping Torah. Our time, we have freedom of everything. Yet, what is the Mesiras Nefesh? What are we oppressed of? What's a Jew supposed to be oppressed about? The fact that we're in Golos without a Beis Hamikdash. Okay, to be continued.